America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Today I'm going to talk about the transformational power of saying yes to new things and things you're afraid of and things that you're sure you'll hate. Because stepping outside your comfort zone truly is a great way to re-energize your life and make your world broader again. The word yes is a small word, but it has a big impact. And we have 101 stories about how life-changing it is in our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. I'm going to share some of these stories with you over the next couple of weeks. I began the whole book with a story by Victoria Otto Francis. She resolved to do something new every single day during the year she turned 50. She says that balancing 365 new things with work and family was not always easy. In the early weeks of the project, she would find herself racking her brain at 11:45 p.m. to come up with her new thing for that day. Vicky found some little things she could do, things like doing her first Sudoku puzzle or smoking a cigar. And she found some big things, like signing up for an online class to learn Italian. As time went by, she found it easier to find those new things, and it wasn't long before her friends learned that she was open to almost anything they suggested. So friends of friends, everyone started suggesting things that Vicky could do during her year of saying yes to new things. As a result, she went dog sledding, she went stargazing on New York City's High Line, she had lunch with a famous chef, she attended a Fashion Week show, and she met a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. She says that she turned into a person who said, why not, instead of why. One of the really fun things she did was join a local group that was trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records by having the most people jumping on mini trampolines at the same time. And we actually have a video of her doing that in our book trailer for Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. As you can imagine, a lot of Vicky's new things involved new foods. Ones that she tried eating and ones that she tried cooking. So she ate wild boar and she made hummus from scratch. Vicky says it doesn't really matter what she did. What mattered was that she discovered that there were an endless number of new things for her to try. She says that turning 50 became an opportunity to experience the world a little differently and to counteract all that's easy, predictable, and monotonous. When Vicky turned 50, she made a policy of saying yes to everything, and it changed her life. Miriam Van Scott had a similar epiphany not long after she turned 40. Her husband had surprised her with tickets to a Bon Jovi concert, and Miriam was really excited to head off to New York to hear her old favorites as she had always loved Bon Jovi. So she went to the show in New York, ready to visit those bygone glory days. She had already decided that her best days were behind her. All the big moments in her life had already occurred. She had a wonderful marriage and three beautiful children, and she was a published author. But from the first song that the band played, Miriam was struck by the complexity of Bon Jovi's new music, and it dawned on her that Jon Bon Jovi and his fellow performers were approximately the same age as she was, and they were continuing to grow and develop creatively, whereas she had taken herself out of the game. She began thinking of all the new ways that she should challenge herself as well. If they could do it, why couldn't she? She listened to the band's new CD every day over the next few weeks, and she found the song Welcome to Wherever You Are especially inspiring since it seemed to speak directly to her. Miriam says, The words warned against giving into doubt and encouraged belief in the power of untapped potential. As I listened, I resolved to stretch my own horizons and push myself toward goals never before imagined. For Miriam, that meant trying a new kind of writing. She had always written nonfiction and she was a journalist, but now she would try to write fiction, stepping outside her comfort zone and the box in which she had categorized herself. Within 4 months, Miriam had written and sold her first short story. By the end of the year, she had a half dozen fiction pieces published, and after that came a children's book. Miriam's new attitude began at that Bon Jovi concert when she saw a man her age doing things that she thought were behind her. So there's a writer named Alan Bell who said this: "It's a great thing when you realize you still have the ability to surprise yourself. Makes you wonder what else you can do that you've forgotten about." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. And if you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the power of yes, you can find it on our website, chickensoup.com, by clicking the podcast button and looking at our featured books. You'll also be able to watch the book trailer there, and you'll hear 5 stories from the book. Come back for our next episode to hear about 2 couples who discovered the power of yes. A husband who was sure he was going to hate yoga and ended up becoming a yoga instructor, and a wife who was sure she was going to hate hockey but became an avid fan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.